Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, how's it going? Dr. Dave here. Great to have you. This happens to be, let me think, episode 79 of Slice Your Age. And by the way, in a very short time, Slice Your Age is going to be rebranded. We're coming up with a brand new name for it. I hope you like it. I wasn't even planning to talk about this right now, but it's going to be called, you ready for this? The David Matto Lifestyle Show. I think that's got, you know, we've been doing Slice Your Age for about a year and a half now, and I think the David Matto Lifestyle Show has somewhat of a better ring to it, I think. So I hope you enjoy it. It might be a month or two before we really start naming it that and changing the brand over and the graphics and everything. But it's going to be the same. It's going to be me telling you how to live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier, and a lot more. I am going to make your life, improve your lifestyle, so it is just incredible. Incredible. There's no question I'm doing that for you. Today, I've got some fantastic things to help you with. First of all, I want to show you, if you're watching the video part. If you're not watching the video part, it's okay. You can just listen to the audio and you can go get everything out of this. Right in front of me, as you can see, I made this smoothie in a Nutribullet. Take a look at this. I want to tell you what's in it. Let me take a sip first. I'm going to tell you what's in it. It is incredible because I just tasted it before. Hold on. It's really thick, number one. You can see it's green. It is delicious. And this is pure health in here. I'm drinking health. How can you drink health? Well, I'm drinking health. Okay, here's what's in. I was at the Asian grocery store just a short time ago today, earlier today. I dumped a bunch of these, call them snow pea tips. In Chinese, my pronunciation is going to be horrible. It's probably not going to be exactly right, but let me try. Dong miao, something like that. Snow pea tips, if you just walk into an Asian grocery store. They're good raw like this, or they're good sautéed. And, you know, of course, I don't use oil when I sauté. We just use some oil or some vegetable broth. I dumped a bunch of these in a Nutribullet. What else did I add? I added some avocado, half an avocado. Here's something cool that I put in. This Ezekiel cereal, Ezekiel 4-9. It's really, really good cereal. This is almond, sprouted grain, crunchy cereal. Put some of that in there. I put some almonds. I put a half a banana. Let me think. What else? I put some... I put a little bit of protein powder in there. Vegan, of course. Vegan protein powder, and then filled to the line in my Nutribullet with fresh spring water. Turned it on, mixed it up, took a few seconds, and here's what I've got. It's delicious, and it's healthy. The benefits of doing this show are just phenomenal because you get to sample all kinds of good stuff. Thank you for being with me today. That was a mouthful. And I've got a lot of great stuff for you. Again, my goal on every single show is to help you live your absolute best life ever. Already on Facebook today, I know for some reason I changed 3 lives for the better. There's no question about it. If you want to get me on Facebook, private message me. I am David Matto on Facebook, DavidMadow. And of course, you can always reach me on my website, which is sliceyourage.com. Oh, my email address, sliceyourage@gmail.com. I try to respond and return every single email, every single one. Now, I'm getting a lot busier. I get people from all over the world pretty much that are emailing me, Facebooking me, asking me questions. And I honestly make a great attempt to get to everybody. If for some reason And give me 24 to 48 hours to get back to you. If for some reason I don't get back to you right away, I don't get back to you within 48 or maybe even 72 hours, 3 days, shoot me another email, shoot me another, hey, reminder, hey, Dave, I sent this to you. Because sometimes, you know, I'm human and sometimes things can get lost in the shuffle. But I truly do want to help you if you have a question. And I can do it. I'm really, really confident I can help you with your life. I went out for a 4-mile run this morning. Did some really good hill work. I find the more I do it, the easier it is to get up these hills, running up these hills. And I live in northern Baltimore County, which is obviously in Baltimore, outside of Baltimore, Maryland. It's very, very hilly, rural area. And I've got a lot of, I see a bike rider out my window right now. We've got a lot of bike riders. We've got a lot of runners, walkers around here because it's just beautiful terrain. It's rural, it's countryside, it's just gorgeous. And on a good day, there's just a bunch of people kind of exercising outside. So I've got this course around me. I've got some hills. Hill work is great. Sometimes if I'm training for a backpacking trip, which I am now, I'll put my 50-pound backpack on. I'll be hiking all around here. So I got out this morning. I feel great. This afternoon, I did. I had a bunch of work to do today. I met up with a friend for lunch, which we had vegan pho, which, you know, pho, P-H-O, pho. And it's been a really, really productive day. It's been great. But here I am now talking to you, helping you with your life. And I've got a question for you. So it's a hypothetical question. Let's put it this way. If you could do anything in your life, any type of work, just lead a life that you've dreamed of. If you could do anything in your life, or if you could live anywhere you wanted to, anywhere, where would it be? What would you do? What would you be doing for a living? What would you be doing on a daily basis? Your dream life, your dream life. Now, it's got to be realistic. Again, you know, like if somebody said, Dave, what do you want to do? What's your dream? And I'd say, well, I want to be a quarterback in the NFL. I want to be a professional quarterback, NFL. Well, you know, I'm 60. I'm going to be 60 really soon. And let's see, by the time you see this, in a couple weeks, I'm going to be 60. The chance of me becoming a quarterback in the NFL is about zero. I'd say it's maybe less than zero. It's not going to happen. It's not realistic. It just, I'm too old. If I was younger, I wouldn't be good enough unless I train. But I'm too old right now, unfortunately. It makes me kind of feel bad, but I'm too old. Okay. But so within reason, what would you want to be doing and where would you want to live? Think about it for a couple seconds. Just give it some thought. Close your eyes if you want. Think about it. I'm sure you probably thought about it before. The reason I'm asking this question is because I talk to so many people that are not happy with exactly what they're doing right now. They might be in a job they don't love, or living in an area they don't love, or in a relationship. I just got an email from somebody on Facebook, a private message on Facebook today, from a woman who said she's miserable in her relationship. Even when she got married 3 years ago, she knew it wasn't right. She said just every day is bad. She just doesn't get along with her husband. I don't think she used this word, but it sounded like she was just living in hell. So my first thought was, why did you marry this guy? She said she'd been living with him for quite some time, or they've been together for quite some time, like long time, and then they finally decided to get married. So my first question is, you know, you need to really, it's a life decision. It's a very serious decision to get married to somebody. And if you knew something wasn't right, and I think she did know that, why did you sign a legal document and then marry this person? Because to get out of it, it's not quite that simple. It's not as easy as getting into a marriage is really, really easy. Let me tell you something. It's simple. You go to the courthouse, basically sign a few papers and you're in. Getting out, well, it's a different story. It's a different story altogether. Maybe I'll devote an entire episode or more to that. I was there because I was there. I was married for 23 years. And towards the end, it wasn't really what I wanted. There were some issues, and just not to say anything bad about anybody, because actually my ex-wife is a very good friend of mine now. But it wasn't exactly how I wanted to live my life. And getting out of it is tough. It's really, really tough. So, I'm glad. It's a great thing. I mean, I'm really happy now. And as I said in one of my Facebook posts recently, I am, as far as on my happiness scale, I'm between a 9 and a 10, 10 being the highest. So I'm really, really happy now. But I went through some really, really tough times to get out of it. But what are the options? What the options were to stay in something that was not really working for me for many reasons. I could have, and I'm not sure where I'd be right now, what I'd be doing, but I could have stayed. But I looked in the mirror and I knew that just wasn't really the way I wanted to live for the rest of my life. So hopefully I've given you some time to think about what you want to be doing. Now, I'm not suggesting that you jump out of a marriage or quit a job right now. I'm not suggesting that. And this woman that messaged me this morning or earlier today, from everything she told me, it doesn't sound like this marriage is workable. It just doesn't sound that way to me. She's miserable, and they're constant fighting and bickering, and it doesn't sound good. And she's got a kid, and she said to me something like, "Well, my child would be devastated if I left my husband." Well, I'm not so sure that's true, number one. I'm not so sure. Kids sense when a relationship is not really good, and they don't really want to be in the middle of something that's not really working well. And I've seen time and time again when a relationship that's not working out ends, and the child or children are so much better off. They're so much better off. So I personally would not stay in a relationship that was totally not working to keep it together just for my child or children. Children are smart. They're resilient. They're adaptable. Maybe that's kind of the same word, but they'll be fine. I guarantee they'll be fine. Staying in a relationship where it's not working and there's fighting and there's stress and all kinds of stuff like that is worse for the children or child, as far as I'm concerned. Much worse. Much worse. There's no comparison. And you can only fake it for so long. Let's face it. You can fake like everything's happy, but how long is that going to last? It's not going to last that long. So, and we got really off on a tangent because I really wasn't planning to talk about marriage and divorce. I'm just trying to say, like, hey, if you could live your dream life, what would you be doing? Think about it. So let's say you thought about something. My question is, what's actually preventing you from doing what you dream of doing? What's preventing that? Think about that for a second. Well, I got somebody making a lot of noise over there. It's Phil the cat, and Phil has come into the studio here, and I think Phil wants to be on the show today, but maybe we're not going to bring Phil into the show. Phil right now has been scratching his face quite badly because of some type of allergy. And so he's got a collar on him, and he looks, I don't think he's ready to be in front of the camera. I don't think he is. Well, you know something? Let me see. Hold on. I might bring Phil on the camera just so you can see Phil with a collar on. Hold on.
Where's Phil?
Okay. Phil is on the camera right now. Phil is, see what he does? He scratches really, really badly below his ears. And it got so red, I swear, it was so bad for a while, I thought I could practically see his brain showing through. I mean, he scratched all the way through his skin. I think he might have scratched through his skull, and his brain was just hanging out. And it was kind of gooey, it really wasn't that good. So we got him on some medication. He eats really good food, so I'm not sure what it is, but we got him on some good medication. We put this plastic collar on him so he can't reach his little paws around. He can't scratch it because the collar, of course, deflects that. So his skin has actually been improving quite a bit, but I'm not sure. Every time we do a test and take the collar off, he starts scratching again. So this collar, maybe it's going to be worn for the rest of his life. I doubt it. No, I'm kidding. I don't think so. Phil, you wouldn't want to do that, would you? But I hope there's going to come a point where we can take the collar off and he doesn't scratch and he's okay. So Phil, you want to be on the show? You're on the show now, Phil. Okay. Now, so where was I? I was pretty much saying, what's preventing you from living the life that you really want to live? I think I know the answer. It's just inconvenient to want to change. You know, you go to your work every day, you live in the same house, you live in the same city. You might be complaining because of the bad weather all the time where you are, and it's not hot enough, it's not cold enough, it's your job sucks, but you're not making any effort at all to change anything. And I think that's not good. Right now, I'm having fun. I'm loving my life every single day. You know why? Because I figured out what I wanted to do and I'm doing it. I mean, there's nothing more I want to be doing than being in front of the microphone and this camera and helping you. I get so much pleasure out of doing this. It is not like work for me. It's play. It's a hobby. I love it. This is my dream. I'm living my dream. Why can't you? Are you living your dream? Maybe you are. But if you're not living your dream, I've got a suggestion for you. Take little baby steps to get to that dream. It will work. It might not work overnight, and that's totally okay. It might take you a year. It might take you 5 years. But if you don't do it, in 5 years, you'll look back and you'll say, Dr. Dave was right. I should have done it. I should have listened to him because I could have done it. So here's an example. Let's say you're working at a job you don't love. You're living in a city that you don't love. Do whatever it takes, even if they're baby steps. Like, for example, maybe a baby step would be to go back and get some training or learn about something else that you love. Maybe it means going back to school at night. Maybe it means interning somewhere and learning another trade, learning another profession, something like that, whatever it may be. Do a little bit at a time. Immerse yourself in the culture when you can. And when the time is right, you'll know it. When the time is right, make the switch, make the change. I bet it'll work out better than you ever dreamed of. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of what's on the other side? Are you afraid of the unknown? Are you afraid of being extremely happy every day? Now, some people are. Maybe some people are afraid of true happiness, and they have to live their lives in conflict and stress and negativity. Personally, I'd rather live my life in peace, fun, helping others, doing what I want to do. That's the way I want to live my life. Now, where do you want to live? What's your ideal place on this planet to live? Let's say, I'm going to make this up. Let's say you're living, I'm on the East Coast. Now, let's say you're living on the East Coast of the United States. Let's say you're living in Maryland. That's where I am right now. Let's say you're living in Maryland. And let's say you're getting sick of the winters. It's cold. It's icy. It snows. Cold, damp rain. I mean, I happen to love it. I love the winter, believe it or not. I really do. I swear I love the winter. And of course, I spend a lot of my winter in Colorado, which I love even more because it snows a lot. And I love to ski and I love to go down mountains, steep mountains fast. I love it. So several years ago, more like maybe 6-7 years ago, I made it a point to say, every winter, I'm going to spend a good part of that winter in Colorado. Now, people looked at me like I'm crazy. Like, no, you've got business here. You've got family. You can't do that. Guess what? Yes, I can. It doesn't cost me that much. It's not that difficult. I rent a place out there. It's not that expensive. I don't stay in the Taj Mahal out there. I stay in a regular old little condo, not a large place. I rent it, find a great deal, go into like VRBO, which is vacation rentals by owner, or Airbnb, one of those sites, and find a sweet deal. And I stay out there a good part of the winter. And let me tell you something. And I work from there. I totally work. I've got my computer. I've got my all my podcasting stuff. I do everything there instead of here. And I love it. Now, the only reason I do that is because I had the guts to say, I'm going to do it. That's all. That's why I'm there. Now, of course, I am fortunate enough to have the luxury of being able to work, do my work wherever I am, as long as I have my MacBook, a phone, all my stuff, I can work there. And it might not be that simple for you. You might have a 9-to-5 job that you go to, and you got to be in a brick and mortar building. And okay, that's fine. That's okay. I said it might not happen overnight, but I know you can do it. I'm positive you can do it. I'm totally a believer in we can design our own lives. And through goal setting and reading my goals every single day and seeing where I am with my progress, I've been making it happen. Let me tell you something. Between me and you, you can do this. I swear to you, you can do it. It doesn't matter how much money or how little money you have. It doesn't matter where your family is, what kind of relationship you have. It doesn't matter where your job is. You live once and you can change. I am absolutely positive. I can do it. I did it. And I'm no different than you are. I swear to you, I'm no different than you are. I'm no smarter. I wasn't born into a wealthy family. I'm not luckier. I set goals and I'm focused and I do what I want to do. And they don't happen overnight. I've got a book of goals. Let me see. It's not right in front of me here. But I've got a book of goals and I write down what I want. And you better believe I write it down. I want it badly. And if I want it badly enough, I'm going to get it. I swear to you, it's worked since 1991. I've been doing this. It didn't just start yesterday. I've been doing this since 1991, and practically every single goal I've written down in my book of goals has become reality because I'm focused, I'm laser focused, and I read my goals every single day. And for some reason, the universe gives me what I want. Do I have any goals that have not been achieved yet? Absolutely, I do. I'm still working on them, and they will come true. I don't know when. They will come true. I guarantee it. I'm working hard at them, and I see them getting closer. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. You can do this. You can live your dream life. I'm Dr. Dave. Thanks so much for being with me today. I love you. See you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.